What are the benefits of trade? And when you think about what trade does, it allows us from a biblical perspective, I think we need to focus on that. You know, we are created uniquely and diversely, and we are limited people. We can't do everything we need on our own. And so we were made to come together. And that doesn't just mean in our towns or our communities. It means everywhere across the globe. And so when we free up trade, then we actually are able to do more with less. So free trade is really a stewardship issue. And I get concerned when I hear candidates on either side of the aisle talking about limiting trade, using protectionist policies such as tariffs, kind of limiting who we would trade with or putting penalties on that. It means that we're going to have to rely on ourselves or other people to do the things we need. And that is expensive. And so free trade really historically over the past couple hundred years has really elevated the globe in terms of wealth creation. And we want to be very careful about when we would restrict trade. If you look at the history of the globe from about AD 1, we have back of the envelope calculations on this, to now, and you look at per capita GDP across the whole world, most humans for most of human history have lived on less than $100 a year, near zero wealth. I mean, near zero. It's striking when you look at this on a graph. And then the Industrial Revolution happens and we get this uptick. We see people breaking the chains, breaking the cycle of poverty. We've never seen it before in human history. It's amazing. And then, as you say, 50 years ago, 50% or more of the planet lived in abject poverty. And just in 50 years, the radical changes that have been made, and what's happening is that we're increasing our productivity faster than we're increasing our population rate, the faster than we're increasing our consumption. We're getting more productive. Everybody's getting more productive. It's fascinating and really phenomenal. So now about 12% of the planet lives in abject poverty, less than $2 a day. And the World Bank is saying by 2030, it'll be 3%. We call that transitional poverty. So nobody will be in permanent abject poverty. I mean, it's just astounding. How did it happen? It happened when people were allowed to go to grocery stores to buy food instead of having to have a farm in their backyard and do it themselves. It happened when people were able to invent medicines so that we could go to the grocery store again and buy them. We don't have to invent penicillin on our own or Advil, as you mentioned earlier. We can just rely on others to do it for us. This is incredibly liberating for the whole planet.